This is Kent Lindquist back with the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore 89.1 FM. And we're going to continue to highlight our artist of the week is baritone sax man Jerry Mulligan. And down through the years, he made a habit of trying to record his baritone sax with various jazz artists, and he was successful. He recorded an album with tenor sax man Stan Getz. He heard an album with Thelonious Monk on piano. He recorded an album, Paul Desmond on alto sax, followed by Ben Webster on tenor sax, and lastly, Johnny Hodges on alto sax. All these albums were titled Jerry Mulligan Meets and with these various artists. So now we're going to turn to something by Jerry Mulligan meeting alto sax man Johnny Hodges, who was a stalwart in the Duke Ellington band for close to 30 years. And this is a little thing called Bunny that was written by Mulligan for the purposes of this particular LP. And along with Johnny Hodges on alto sax, we have Claude Williamson on piano, Buddy Clark on bass, and Mel Lewis on drums. Let's listen to Bunny. Thank you. quite easy little swinger written by baritone sax man Jerry Mulligan from his album Jerry Mulligan Meets Johnny Hodges. Of course, that was Johnny Hodges there on alto sax, and they're backed up there by Claude Williamson on piano, Buddy Clark on bass, and Mel Lewis on drums. Part of our highlight of Jerry Mulligan tonight, meeting various jazz giants. Okay, now we're going to turn to tenor sax man Coleman Hawkins. Many call him the father of modern tenor sax. And this is from the Sammy Kahn songbook, Until a Real Thing Comes Along, with, of course, Coleman on tenor sax, the great Kenny Burrell out of Detroit on guitar, Ray Bryant out of Philadelphia, a great piano player, Wendell Marshall on bass, who used to be with the Duke Ellington band, O.C. Johnson on drums, Until a Real Thing Comes Along.
Thank you.
tenor sax man, Coleman Hawkins, all the way through that one. Always is supported beautifully by Kenny Burrell on guitar, Ray Brand on piano, Wendell Marshall on bass, O.C. Johnson on drums. But that was Coleman Hawkins doing Sammy Kahn's composition, Until the Real Thing Comes Along. Back now to baritone sax man Jerry Mulligan. And we're playing, of course, his meeting various jazz giants as our highlight concept of the week. And now we're going to go back to Jerry Mulligan meets Stan Getz. And this is a little thing that was written. I forget who wrote it, but it's a great swinger called Too Close for Comfort. And Stan and Jerry are backed up by Lou Levy on piano, Stan Levy on drums, Ray Brown on bass. Too Close for Comfort. Thank you. Yes, Stan Getz, the whispering tenor man, meets Jerry Mulligan, the great baritone sax man, from a great tune written back in about 1956 for a Broadway musical called Too Close for Comfort, and backed up by Lou Levy on piano, Stan Levy on bass, or on drums, Ray Brown on bass. I want to do something. We haven't done anything by clarinetist Buddy DeFranco in quite some time. He's one of the few modern jazz musicians that specialize in clarinet. And this is from Buddy's album, Mr. Lucky. And we've got Buddy DeFranco on clarinet, Joe Cohn on guitar. Joe Cohn is the son of Al Cohn, very talented jazz family. Albert Daly on piano, George DeVivier on bass. This is Duke Ellington's composition, In a Sentimental Mood. Thank you. right, that was In a Sentimental Mood, a classic composition by Duke Ellington, nicely done by clarinetist Buddy DeFranco. Joining Buddy on that track was Joe Cohn on guitar, Albert Daly on piano, George Duvivier on bass, and Ronnie Bedford on drums. Back now to our featured artist, baritone man Jerry Mulligan. And this is another track from his album Mulligan Meets Monk, i.e. Thelonious Monk. And these two great artists are backed up by Wilbur Ware on bass, Shadow Wilson on drums. This is a Thelonious Monk composition that's lasted down through the years, Rhythmining.
Thank you.
That's a composition written by Thelonious Monk, who you heard there on piano, teamed up with Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax. That was an album appropriately called Mulligan Meets Monk, with Wilbur Ware on bass, Shadow Wilson on drums. Well, we haven't done any light piano trio sides tonight. We'll take care of that right now. We'll give you a little variety. We're going to do something by pianist Gerald Wiggins, the Gerald Wiggins Trio, with Joe Comfort on bass, Bill Douglas on drums, from his album Wiggin with Wig. This is Gerald Williams doing The Man That Got Away. Thank you. Nice Easy Trio version by Gerald Wiggins of The Man Who Got Away, written by Harold Arlen and Ira Gershwin. Gerald on piano there, backed up by Joe Comfort on bass and Bill Douglas on drums. We're going to turn now back to Mulligan with Paul Desmond, the Mulligan-Desmond Quartet, appropriately titled album, and a pianoless quartet, with, of course, Mulligan on baritone sax, Paul Desmond on alto sax, Dave Bailey on drums, and Joe Benjamin on bass. And this is a little thing called Standstill. Mulligan on baritone sax, Paul Desmond on alto sax. I think a lot of you jazz listeners out there are familiar with Paul Desmond. It's been about 20 years playing alto sax in the Dave Brubeck Quartet. That was a little Mulligan composition called Standstill. And they were backed up by Dave Bailey on drums, Joe Benjamin on bass. And we're going to do something by trumpeter Peter Gunn. We haven't done anything by Peter or Russell Gunn in quite a while. And this is a great standard, Fly Me to the Moon, with Russell on trumpet, John Hicks on piano, Peter Washington on bass, Cecil Brooks III on drums.
Thank you.
the chord fade on Fly Me to the Moon by trumpet man Russell Gunn. Well, we hope you enjoyed the show tonight here on The Feeling of Jazz on Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We're here every Sunday night. We hope you make a habit of joining us. We've enjoyed the sounds here in the studio. We hope you've enjoyed them at home. And so please tune in next week. We're going to close out the show with something by guitarist Kenny Burrell from his album Kenny Burrell on View at the Five Spot. This is a Dizzy Gillespie, a classic composition played by all the bop musicians down through the years, called Burke's Works. And John Jenkins is also assisted in this track by John Jenkins on alto sax, Sonny Clark on piano.
Thank you very much. I would like to do a tune which was written by Dizzy Gillespie entitled Burke's Works.